Hey, Carl.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I had an old link. I was on the wrong meeting.
Here, I'm going to put my headset on. Hold on.
Is it just us?
So far, Julie said she's going to be joining. Lauren could not.
Yeah.
So, but Julie said she'll be here, but it's only us for now. Let me just put this on. Okay, let's see. There we go.
So I would love to connect and talk about this, but not take the full 45 minutes.
Okay.
I'm hosting a workshop in London
Oh, nice.
in a few weeks, and I'm working on trying to set up my site and mailing list and Facebook ads and all this stuff to all work together so that I can promote it more effectively.
Okay, good.
And so I'm wanting to use some of this time to do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's where I
That's good. You look good.
am. Thank you. You
Your
too.
energy's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ex like I've been thinking about setting up a mailing list and a mail service and all this for months, and I haven't
Yeah.
done it. So I'm like, I'm just going to do it today. I'm going to do it right now.
Good. Good.
So I think there's been an, I mean, even like I've lived in this place where we're living now for months, and I haven't hung. I've been thinking about putting some pictures up, and I haven't done that. And so like last night, I'm like, I'm just going to start doing it.
Yeah.
So I think I'm breaking through some paradigms that I've had, and I don't know, around time or energy or whatever it is. And I'm just moving forward. So I'm like, nope,
That's
I'm going to go
good.
do things.
That's good. You get it, the flow going. Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Yes, and so I guess I'm in line with the acting in a certain way. There is never any time but now. I can't act
Right.
in the future. I can't act in the past.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's
Yeah.
good. Yeah, take the step what you can, right? Where you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
sometimes, it's like I have an app called Todoist, right? And so it keeps track because, I have to write things down. You can't always remember, oh, I got to do this then, right? And so, sometimes those items get carried on from day to day to day to day, right? Because you just don't do them. I just don't do them. I just keep
Right.
bumping to the next day. But then I noticed that it's like having a messy desk, right? And having that messy desk, there's a certain amount of pressure there. I don't know if that makes any sense, where it's just like, all right, I didn't get to this again today. I'm going to push it to tomorrow, right? And it's just like energy is being used up in
Want to
this.
show you my desk, Carl.
My God.
It's true though. I mean, there is a certain amount. It's like it's all this stuff. It's like none of it takes very long. It's just I haven't done
Yeah, haven't done it. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
it.
And I think it's like I've been operating that way for such a long time. And then once in a while, then it'll build to a crescendo where it's like, okay, I'm just going to clear this stuff out. And I just like spend a day or whatever, clear the stuff out. And I used to do that as a kid too. There were three boys, five kids, but three boys were in one bedroom. And so you can imagine by the time we were teenagers, because we were all five kids within 7 years, right? So you can imagine what the room looked like. It looked like a bomb hit it. And there were clothes all over the floor. It was like my mom was always telling us, clean up your room, clean up your room. And it just sometimes it got to that point where there's just like an environmental pressure to go, I can't deal with this anymore. And then I would just go through and clean it up and everything, like vacuum and dust and everything. And it would be like everything's in the perfect place. And then I'm like, oh, this feels so good. Now I'm going to maintain this. And then I don't maintain it.
Right.
Right. And then it just starts to build up and starts to pile and this and that. And then the cycle happens again. So up until now, that's been a pattern my whole life,
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing with accounting, right? Like bookkeeping. Oh, here comes Julie. With bookkeeping and accounting, it's like something it's not a task that I love to do. I avoid it. And so then when I end up doing, there she is.
Hey.
Let me go to gallery view. Where is it here? Gallery view.
And check my battery.
Oh, here,
But I have
gallery
like
view.
10% battery. I'm gonna
Okay.
bring my charger.
So we were just talking about organizational things in our space and how we let things pile up and all of that.
Oh, wow. I was just talking to someone about that because I was on Instagram and Kevin Carton had posted a video and he was like, yeah, my desk is a mess. And when it's out of order, I feel like really out of alignment. And then so I'm watching this video and I'm like, that's messy for you? And I was laughing because when my desk is a mess, it's like a tornado went through my desk.
Rusty said the same thing. Rusty said the same thing. So maybe it, I don't know, maybe it's just, I've heard the conflicting stories, right? It's like messy space, messy mind, right? Mm-hmm. And then right. I've heard the opposite saying that you got a messy space that means you're a genius, right?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know if there's a rule to that, but I think
I know the
challenge that I have is like, I have multiple to-do lists. Some are on paper, some are on the computer. Then I've got piles of shit that are waiting to get done. And so it's like, I have it in all these different places, but I don't know, somehow I don't settle on one. And when I don't settle on one, then I'm doing all of them and it is disorganized. So maybe I think in the spirit of acting now, not acting tomorrow, I will use 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever it is to consolidate that, to build a to-do list and to clear off my desk because the stuff is there, it's only there to remind me to do it. So there's no reason I can't just put on a piece of paper and make that a lot easier. And then I can, because honestly, I choose on a daily basis not to do it anyway, right? Which is why there's crap all over my desk.
Right, exactly.
And I think there's also something to like, well, if I haven't done it for, you know, it's the rule of three that they talk about, right? If I haven't done it the third time, then either I need to do it or I need to just decide I'm not going to do it. One of the two. And so maybe there's just this whole thing of like, I'm just going to stop doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting that this is like a topic that I've been like seeing a lot today. So the universe is like, hey, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess you can justify it. But like with us, we're in transition right now. So we're in a small apartment. You know, we're running a business out of it. We've got 130-pound dog and a cat and we love books. I mean, we have so many books. And so we bought books and all this stuff and then the Wisdom Library. And we just have we don't have shelves to put it. We don't have room to put up shelves to put the books on. So like the coffee table is just stacked with books, you know? And so, and then there's stacks here, stacks there of different things. And so then Carolyn was like, oh, I'm going crazy. We gotta clean this up. And I was like, well, just start, just pick an area and just start. And then you realize, well, if you clean that area, where are you going to put the stuff that's sitting there? It has to, like some of the stuff you could just probably throw out, right? We all have junk we throw out. But it just comes down to physical space. Where are we going to end up shifting it to?
Right.
You know, so part of that is just, okay, this is what it looks like while it's all coming together. So for me, like sometimes I come to peace out with it and I said, you know what? We're in transition right now. We don't have, what are we going to do? Pack up the books and put them in storage? We could do that. But then we can't pull out the book that we want at that moment, right? And so there's a balance there saying, okay, well, part of it we just let be. Just like Rusty said, if you don't do it three times, then just decide that you're not going to do it, you know? But there is stuff, I know, there's stuff that we could just throw out, you know? Stuff just accumulates,
especially from all these trainings. Like, we get a lot of like,
oh,
Rusty and I have talked about this before. But you know, that we have like a lot of like spiral notebooks with lots of thoughts in it. And like, I have like a section on, I have this like cubicle like structure from IKEA that's like a shelving unit. And like, I have a bunch of my little cubicles are like Mary training stuff, like put my magnifying glass here, right? And like, all the stuff that I have. And I'm like, okay, what do I value? What am I going to do with? I'm actually like posting a video about this either this week or next week that I recorded. So basically my dad lives on a sailboat. And growing up, I learned very quickly that I don't need a lot of stuff to be happy, but it also taught me like how to consolidate stuff and like what I value, like what's important to me. Because when we moved onto the sailboat, I was in high school. So I basically had like one shelf, one drawer, a like teeny bit of closet space, and some like clothing hammocks, and that's it. And so I'll ask myself that. I'm like, okay, if I was moving on to a sailboat, like what would I keep? What would I get rid of? And what do I value the most? And usually for me, it's like stuff that I've written or like notes or like any kind of like writing that I like really value. But then as far as like kind of like those dust collectors, as my mom calls them, like that perhaps wouldn't come with me. So then it's kind of just evaluating that.
I've gotten good at, so I recently threw out all of my old photo albums because I took pictures of all of them. I took pictures of all the photos. And so I was like, I have them on my phone. Like my whole photo albums plus is on my phone. So like, why don't I have a photo album? So I threw them out. And I'm kind of getting better at digitizing stuff, which makes it way easier to throw things away. And I think it's a paradigm more than it is an actual need to have the stuff, because it's like, well, what if I want that? What if I want to refer back to it? So I take a picture of it and, you know, I find whatever, and I just like, I throw it away, but I don't ever go back to it. And so there's this whole notion of like I'm nervous to get rid of things, but I don't really need them.
Yeah. And I know growing up, and I still have the sense, but less so, is nostalgia. Right.
Yeah. Right.
What's the concept of nostalgia? It's like, you know, like my dad was cleaning up some stuff and he handed me a box of stuff that I had. And it was like just miscellaneous garbage, really, from when I grew up. And I looked at it. It's like, why? I mean, some of the stuff I barely even remembered, first of all. But obviously, there was some emotional connection to it or a memory that I don't even remember anymore. Because like you said, Rusty, you don't go back and look at it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was like, wow, that's interesting. And then other stuff, it did bring up some memories. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But do I really need this, you know, object that's falling apart and, you know, dry rotting or whatever, you know,
right.
You know, just get rid of it, you know?
Right. Take and there's also like the energetic component as well.
Yeah. You know, just like unforgiveness, right? You have unforgiveness. There's that energetic component that you're holding on to.
Yeah.
Right. So it's the same thing with this quote unquote nostalgia. It's like, yeah, in the digital age, we can, you know, digitize stuff and, you know, take pictures of or whatever, you know, scan. So it's like, I guess it's, you know, part of it is what value are we putting on it, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if it's a family heirloom and there's a, you know, a commercial value or some kind of dollar value, you're going to want to hold on to it. But, you know, some paper that you wrote in the third grade, you know, it's, you know what I mean? Or some 3D project, you know, that you did, you know, where's the value in that? I mean, there could be. You know,
I'm laughing because I actually have a paper from fourth grade and I kept it because I want to keep it as a teaching story for one of my videos. But I'm like laughing about that. Yeah.
I have some of those,
You'll see the video soon. That just reminded me I have to do it. It was on Hernando Cortez. But basically, like, a teacher, like, embarrassed me in front of the whole class, and there's, like, a bunch of teaching stories from that. So I'm going to have to, like, I'm writing this down now. I'm like, do that video, because.
So there's a lot to unpack.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Literally. Get it?
Julie, I was telling this to Carl, but I'm feeling motivated to take some action. So I'm actually going to drop off early from our call and go do some of this stuff. I'm going to start by cleaning my desk.
Yeah.
And then I was telling Carl, I'm hosting a workshop in London. And as a part of that, I'm.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, which is awesome. And I need to build, like, I don't have an email marketing system. I need to set up a Facebook ad to, like, direct people to my email marketing system to, you know, so anyway, like, all the stuff that I don't have. So I'm going to invest some of this time in building that out.
Awesome.
That's cool.
I don't have an email marketing system either. So I'm, like, writing this down.
Well, I'm going with MailChimp, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Awesome. Yeah, I've used that before for like a job that I had in college. So I liked it.
Good.
Yeah.
So do you guys, just before I go, do you guys want to keep doing this? Do you want to drop? Like, I love having the connection, but maybe not every week would be my.
Yeah. I mean, we could certainly do that. I mean, next week.
I don't concur because I think it's very good to have a mastermind and consistency is important.
Okay. That's true. That's just true.
Now, it may be, perhaps it could be a shorter amount of time, but if we can, like, change the format of it going into, like, paradigm-busting challenges that we're experiencing. This is just, like, an idea. But, like, I know that after I talk to you guys, like, I'm in the frequency. Like, I am, like, I feel organized, and I feel, like, connected to our community. So I think that's very important, at least for me.
No, it is important, because both Caroline and I experience what I would call isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being here, because you're working at home, I just feel isolated, right?
Yeah,
so that's I love that. That being said, next week we're actually away, because, you know, for the 4th of July week, so maybe we
do
skip
it. Oh, that's next week already.
Yeah, it's next week already, yeah.
So could we do a different day?
Okay, well, which day did you have in mind?
Well, Monday would work for me. Thursday would also work,
Let me just pull this up. Julie, what are your thoughts?
Also, Julie, I like your idea. I would love to see, like, how do we focus in our time so that we get the energetic benefit, but also whether it's paradigm busting or, you know, sourcing ideas to take action, right, whatever that looks like. I would love to figure out how we organize and focus us to do that.
And keep each other accountable on some action items as well, as a way to help us move forward as a group.
Yeah, that's good too. Well, like today we talked about the organization. That just sort of came up spontaneously, and it seemed everybody was resonating with that. I mean, we could suggest a topic for the week, or I don't know. How do you guys want to do that? Let spirit lead.
Well, I think we could do like a check-in and be like, all right, so what challenges, like what are like some pressing challenges you're having this week? And as well as like, what are like your main paradigms in association with that challenge? And like, do you want like coaching on that so we can like popcorn that kind of thing? Or if someone's like, okay, now like, does anyone have like a concern that we could do some group sourcing? Group sourcing on, as far as like, even like we could do stuff where we're like, okay, like let's, when maybe like 1 week we could be like, all right, everybody, let's do like Time Machine as a group, or like, you know what I mean? We have a lot of like flow in this to create something that really helps us skyrocket and stay connected with the truth of who we are through each other.
Are you everyone's here is on Brave Thinking, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Our year just ended. So we did not renew, but So our year did end. Oh, it's ending now at the end of this month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're not going to be on anymore. I was going to say we could also use that topic to explore whatever the topic is that like from the prior week, we could also talk about that as a.
Well, we went through it the whole, I'm assuming Mary doesn't switch it up. I mean, her months are probably set, you know, and she just keeps, you know, she'll probably refresh some of the content, but the topics are probably the same as my guess.
Mm.
So, you know, so I have that. We have that. I know what that is. So we can certainly do that too. That's an idea.
I guess what's valuable, I think, is what Julie was saying is the energy, the vibration. And the question is like, how do we get that? And it feels to me like we could do that. I'm just wondering if we could set up 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We get on, we do the gratitude and proud of, right? We do that as an energetic checkpoint to set us and like set up the call.
Mm-hmm.
We do something else that I don't know what else it is that kind of helps align us with that. And then we use the balance of the time. If anybody wants some support on a particular area or a paradigm or sourcing ideas or whatever.
Yeah.
With the thought.
I have an idea.
Yeah, go for
it. Sorry, not to interrupt you. But you're saying something else. So with my clients, every single call, I begin it with a guided meditation that I do for them. And then we go into gratitude and like proud of. So that's like another way of generating state. Just an idea. Like throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm thinking, because what I'm thinking is like 15 minutes of that stuff, and then 15 minutes, it's not going to be enough time for everybody to bring something.
Yeah.
But I don't think we probably all need that every week. And
exactly.
So,
true. Yeah.
The balance of the time is like whoever's got something is like, hey, I really need support with this week.
Yeah.
We bring that up and we do that.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. That works.
Woo! Mastermind!
Yeah.
I'm excited. Or I'm thrilled, excuse me.
Yes.
where choice matters.
Thrilled and delighted.
Well, is it possible that we can pick a different time or a different day?
Yeah, I mean, Mondays actually are good for us.
Same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what time? Because we have the 3-hour difference. So Rusty, what That's time true. Would be good for you?
I'm pretty flexible. I don't know, like 10 a.m., which is 1 p.m. your time, something like that, or?
Yep, works for me.
Okay. And then so next week we could meet, because we don't leave till Tuesday, actually.
Oh, look at that. Divine
look at that.
Orchestration. It's cool.
Fit right in there. All right, so let me put this right into the calendar. I think just for continuity, I'm still going to call it SOGR.
Okay, that's fine. And let's do 30 minutes. And let's
yeah.
And Julie, for next time, will you lead us in a meditation?
Absolutely. Woo, I'm excited. Oh, there we go. That word again drops right in. That is one I've been trying to break, let me tell you. Or up until now, I've been trying to break, but now I am using other words. My mom gets really annoyed with me because I'll be trying to talk to her about something. And I was like, well, up until now, a part of me. And she's like, okay, Julie, just say what you're trying to say.
Just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Can I offer you a thought on that, Julie?
Yes.
What if you don't even talk about that part?
Which part?
When you're explaining whatever it is, up until now, there's a part of me that always uses the word excited and all that, and just say, you know, I'm really learning to talk about being thrilled and pleased. Hmm. And just don't even talk about that part of yourself.
Well, sometimes the small part of me is important to honor what we're feeling. So
totally agree with you. And I think it's context dependent. That's all I'm on.
No. I'm just playing like devil's advocate.
No, because I agree that there are times when we need to give voice to that part of ourselves. I totally agree.
Very small part.
Right. Which sometimes feels oversized.
Right.
So I agree there are times when we need to give voice to that. And sometimes we don't need to. That's all. Just to consider that.
No, I agree. Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. It's my personality.
Nice. All right. So I'm going to drop off and we're going to talk again on Monday.
Absolutely. So awesome. I'll set up the link and I'll see if I can do it as a recurring event. I think I could do that in Zoom. So that way the link would stay or the URL would stay the same.
Okay.
You don't have to keep switching it up. So I'll see if I can do that. But either way, I'll put the invitation in the group chat and we'll go from there.
Sweet. Looking forward to it.
All right. All right, Rusty. Go clean your desk, man.
Yeah. Have a great week. Talk to you on Monday.
Enjoy.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Hey.
I'm like, hey. Are there any other topics you'd love to talk about today on our call?
No, just doing a lot of personal work, being consistent with, my meditation every morning, every single day, just being, raising my energy and staying in the generous present moment.
I'm writing that down. I want to get back into my meditation practice.
Yeah. Yeah. We went through Joe Dispenza's one of his courses. We have one more to go through. And so it's all, it's also meditation based. So there's meditations like, and so there's one particular meditation. It's 54 minutes. And so that's the one that I do every single day. So it's really nice. The guided meditation with the music. And so I like it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm reading right now, Becoming Supernatural.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah. And we also just, Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton, have you ever seen epigenetics and all of that? So we just got some of his stuff too. So I can't wait to, cause there was, this morning, spirit just puts stuff in front. So I happened to be in YouTube watching something and Bruce Lipton video comes up and it was 15 minutes. And, I've seen a lot of his, but I've seen his stuff. And it was just like, he talked about, I'll send it to you. It's everything that we've learned but he just puts it in such a simple way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you can change your life. You just, you know, there's three ways to do it, you know, like changing a paradigm. And because he talks about, you know, up until you're seven, we're in theta, we're just in the download mode, and all we're doing is downloading information. We don't have the conscious levels to filter it. And so, you know, you imagine up till seven, you know, you can imagine like a little infant and stuff, but all the way till you're 6 or 7 years old, all we're doing is downloading. There's no filter. And so this stuff is just like, it's not even ours, right? We're just downloading, downloading, downloading. And so he said, we have our conscious mind, which is our creative mind. And then we have the subconscious mind, which is like a robot. It's just literally running on programs. He said, we can control our conscious mind, but there's literally nobody controlling the subconscious mind because it's a program. So he said, he describes it as like a CD player. Or if I tell the story, I would tell it as a DVD player just to bring it up to date, right? So if you have something in your DVD player and it's playing and you're like, well, I don't want this. I don't want this. So you tell the DVD player to change the program. And then you sit down and you start to watch the program, and the program didn't change. It's the same disc that's in there. The same program is running. You're like, so then you go back and you talk to your DVD player again, because that's our conscious mind. We go to the DVD player and says, no, I don't want this program anymore. I want a program where there's abundance and love and all of this stuff. And then you sit down to watch the program, and the program's the same. It didn't change. Why? Because there's nobody in charge. There's nobody there. There's nobody home in the subconscious mind. It's literally a program. He said, so you need the creative mind. There's different ways to change the disc that's in that player. One is theta. And we go into theta when we fall asleep. And we're in theta as we come out of sleep. And through our sleep cycles, we're going in and out of theta, but for brief periods of time. You can get to theta by meditation and different things, but theta is subconscious. It is the hypnotic state is theta. And so that's one way to do it. The other way is like we learned in school, is repetition, right? So when he said, you know, we learned our ABCs, we go A, B, C, D. Okay, what's next? A, B, C, D, E, 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 A, B, C, D, E. And then we just keep it until we get all the way to Z. And then once we have it, we don't have to go back and do the ABCs anymore because it's in the program. We already learned it. He said, so repetition, that's another way. So theta, repetition. And then the third, I can remember the third. What did he say, the third? Oh my gosh. See, I'm blocking it. Now I have to go back and watch it again. Oh. I can't remember the third right now. Wow, that's interesting. Paradigms are blocking it. Must be powerful. But he said that then the third thing, there's a third thing. And he's just like, that's the way you change the program. That's the way you change the disc that's in the player. Because there is nobody in control there. It's a program. It's literally a robot. And then you have to go in and change the program. Nobody else can do it. Only you can do it. And I just got off a call with actually somebody I'm doing coaching. He's coaching me. And he said, life is like you have a 360-degree mirror around you. And it's just mirroring back to you what's in your consciousness. Mm-hmm. He said, once we get rid of those paradigms, which he calls the family story, once you get rid of that, the mirror is no longer needed. Because now you're in the flow. And he said, the essence of life is abundance and flow and love. We have stuff on top of it that's covering it up. And so as soon as you release that energy and uncover it, life becomes easy. Life is loving, it's kind, it's abundant. You have everything that you need. And you're just joyous. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I like that.
So is it a powerful image to see that? It's like, yeah, you're right. You know, I even posted this morning because I came out of, well, actually that came out of that video with Bruce Lipton, what I posted this morning. And when I came out of meditation, I was really thinking about that. He said, people feel conflict and they feel unhappiness and all of these negative things because what we see on the outside is not matching what's on the inside to our true essence, right? So if you think about it, right, in dream building, we talk about the eternal self, right, and then the human side. He said there's conflict there because they're not matching. That's why we're unhappy. That's our longing and discontent. But he said once those match, life becomes like, it's like magic. We're in that flow. And that's our essence. That's what we're supposed to be. And that's what all the ancient wisdoms talk about is being one with God, right? Being in nirvana, just being one with the universe is when you match, because everything comes from within us. When we match, when the outside matches what our true essence is, there's no conflict. There's happiness. There's joy. There's abundance. There's flow. And that's the true essence of life. All right? So he said it's just a matter of releasing that, what's been put over the top, just releasing that. That's our job.
It's like the basket over the lamp story.
Yeah.
From the Bible.
Yeah. And that's our story, you know? And it's interesting because, like, Ayurvedic medicine, it's the medicine of India, right? It's the ancient medicine of India. And they describe it that way. We're born, and then a lot of religion or a lot of, you know, ancient wisdom, it talks about that. We're born with our essence. Chinese medicine talks about this. We're born with our essence. And in Ayurveda, it's like then life layers upon it. And so when you get sick and you're in conflict and you're not in balance, Ayurvedic medicine is basically peeling back the layers, just taking those layers off until you get to your essence. Because once you're in your essence, there is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no imbalance. There is no conflict or hate or any of that. It's just your essence. Amazing. It's that simple. You got it?
It's like that simple. Like, yet for humans are like...
Yeah, it's just literally that simple. So it's like meditation, right? Meditation's simple, but it's not easy, mm-hmm. right? You just sit there and just be present. That's it. How simple can that be? How simple? Just sit and be present. You don't have to think about anything. You just be. That's what meditation's about. Just be. And then we're like, oh, our mind's over here and our mind's over here and my back is hurting here and, you know, I got an itch and I don't know if I should scratch it, you know? Right?
Absolutely.
So... it's a practice. It's a practice. It's a practice. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So you doing well? Mm-hmm. You look good. You feel good.
Yeah, I feel great. I'm like, what did I do today? Oh, I wrote my speech for my Toastmasters speech tomorrow, and I'm doing it on, it's uncovering self-love. So I'm just going to be talking about that journey and like the concept of beauty and like all that kind of fun stuff, which I'm passionate about. So I'm doing that tomorrow. I have a vision workshop on Sunday. And then the following Sunday, so the 7th, I have another vision workshop. So I got back to back.
And I know a certain someone's coming, so that's going to make you happy. And that's only a few days away. So that's good. That's good. Are you going to record it all? Do you have a video camera?
I have like a Nikon camera, but when I go to film, it doesn't work well with filming it. So
you can use your phone.
True.
Or have somebody, I would suggest just an invitation to record it.
An invitation.
Just record it. Doesn't have to be the greatest quality. You could use it for your own training purposes, but you might be able to get stuff out of it that you could use in marketing.
Right.
Could just be a snippet. It could be, you know, sometimes they'll do like a voiceover over video and it's not the sound from the video, right? So you can see you in action, but you don't have to necessarily, you know, hear what you're saying.
Right.
That sort of thing. So just an idea.
I appreciate your ideas.
Good. 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 All right. So anything else? Any paradigms that are floating around we need to smash up?
Not too much. I mean, I'm just kind of like working towards, so there's this place that it's like a holistic, kind of like a woo shop, and they have like a bunch of healers there. So I've been like emailing them about doing like healing sessions there, and they have like other job opportunities, but I've emailed them multiple times and gone in and everything, and that hasn't flowed yet. So I'm wondering if the universe is like, girl, you ain't working there. Like, we got vision workshops. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Or I don't know. But yeah, so I'm just holding that open because I want ultimately just to do more work in person.
Yeah.
And have a balance between like nomad stuff. But I also like the structure of going to a physical place too. And I don't know. I was thinking of like having at least like biofield healing sessions at an actual place and like doing that, and then for like part time, and then still coaching, just to have that kind of, I like that dynamic flow.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have that connection too.
And like talk to people in person.
Yeah. And what I also found is that not all the time, but people that are in the healing arts, sometimes they don't pay attention to some of the structures like emails and communication and that sort of thing, you know? So I wouldn't necessarily take it personally that they didn't, like if they haven't responded to you. Cause sometimes people just don't, you know, respond to emails as quickly as possible because we get so much junk, you know, so much coming out of it at us, you know? So you might just want to stop by and leave a little note, a little hand note or something. And then they might give you a call or respond differently. Different modes of communication.
Yeah, I went in person and she's like, yeah, the owner checks her email all the time. And I was like, okay. And then my mom was telling me, she's like, well, what's all the time to her might be very different from like, for me, like I'm always like, you know, at least like multiple times a day, I'll like check my email.
Yeah, exactly. But statistically, less than 23% of emails are actually opened. Just because somebody checks their inbox doesn't mean they're actually opening the emails, you know? It's like they may have like, I have 30 seconds. I'm going to check my email. And then, you know, an email comes along and it catches my attention. I'll open it or I'll swipe it out or something like that. If it's something that's like, oh, I got to get to later, then I'll mark it unread. And then you have to get to it later. That's the thing, you know?
That's true.
But I literally, look at this. I mean, most of it's junk. I don't know if you could see it. But I literally have on my phone, where is it here? I don't know if you could see it. Over 9,807 unread emails, you know, but most of it's junk. Most of it's junk. So Caroline's, I think she's over 20,000 or something. What's that?
Over 20,000. I've gone through and unsubscribed from like so many different things. And I'm like, I didn't even sign up for your emails. I'm like, unsubscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think most of the time I'm swiping. When I go into my emails, I'm just delete, 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 delete. And I'm not even reading them, you know? Because you get on these lists or something that it had my attention, you know, a while ago or whatever. So anyway, I think it's part of, you can see my inbox is 9,800 unread emails. I don't want to show you my desk, right? Piles of stuff. So.
No, mine's the same.
Yeah. Well, it's curious. It's interesting to me that all three of us coaches have messy desks. So must be the type of personality or something. I don't know. Maybe. Box. Maybe.
Or just also like, as an entrepreneur, it's like my desk is in my room. So like I live and work from my room. So it's like everything's there. So I'm like, okay, how can I best organize this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
So yeah. Well, I'm going to hop off because I have I call in 5 minutes and I'm going to eat a snack really quickly.
Yeah. I haven't eaten anything all day today. So I'm I feel like I'm so, it's 5 o'clock. I better go eat something. All right, sweetheart. Good to see you.
Good to see
and
you.
And if I don't talk or text before your big day on the 30th.
What's on the 30th? Oh yeah.
Your vision workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have so much fun with that. Well, I know you're going to have fun, but you're going to have even more fun than you realize. So Where'd you go? Are you gone? Lost ya. All right. I'm going to say goodbye. All right. I'm ending the meeting. Love you. Bye.